One of the things I like best about Advent time in anticipation of Christmas is all the different radio stations that play different Christmas carols. We hear Christian hymns over and over, and they help get our spirit ready, don't they, for the coming of Jesus. And one of them I like best is goes, "Do you hear what I hear?" It's from 1963. Did you know that? And in that song, "Do you hear what I hear?" there are three verses. Do you see? Do you hear? Do you know? Now, I'd like to take a minute to think about with you our stable. So imagine your stable at home, your nativity at home. Imagine the stable. And when you look at the stable, what do you see? What do you see when we look at the nativity scene? Who's in the scene? We see shepherds and sheep. We see a cow and donkey. We see wise men and camels. We see Joseph and Mary. We see baby Jesus. And when you look at all of them, they remind us of the hand of God in all of creation. All of creation is represented. And they remind us of the words of the prophet Isaiah in the first reading today. "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon us." When we look at the nativity, what do we see? We see God's great and glorious gift in the child Jesus. We see the light of the world. We see the light that no darkness can extinguish. The light which comes to show us the way to live and the way to love. In verse 2 of the song, we hear, "Do you hear what I hear?" In faith, when we look at the stable, what do you hear? We hear the shepherds announce what they heard from the angels. They give tidings of great joy. A Savior has been born to us. This is what we hear. Our Savior has come. In the second reading from St. Paul today, we are reminded to hear the invitation to participate in the promise of salvation brought to us by Jesus. Today, we see the gift. Today, we hear the invitation. Today, we hear the call to be people of peace, people of mercy, people of compassion, people of justice. And finally, in the gospel, we see the Magi come, and we hear their words when they ask, they had come to see the newborn king, and they want to know where he is. They have seen their star. They come looking for the child Jesus. And when they find him, they show him homage, and they give gold for his kingship. They give frankincense for his priestly spiritual leadership. They give myrrh to honor him on his death. The third verse of the song says, "Do you know what I know?" We know why Jesus comes. He comes to simple folk. He comes to bring peace. He comes to be a light of love. He comes as our servant king. He comes to bring compassion. He comes to bring healing. He comes to teach reconciliation. Today we come in prayer. We come to remind ourselves why we look at the stable. We come to see in our heart of hearts God's great gift of love. We come to hear the tidings of great joy. Our Savior has been born to us. We come to hear God's peace has been given to us. We come to remember what we know. We know that God so loved the world that he sent his Son Jesus to teach us, to grace us, to empower us, to be people of great faith, great love, great hope, great peace. Amen.